You're listening to Shreveport's number one gospel station, 980-93.3 KOKA. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the one and only on with me today. And of course, let me just say, this is how I'm going to introduce her. You know, the Bible says in Revelation that John was in the third heaven and he had a worship leader, and her name was Tasha Cobbs Leonard. That was a worship leader in the third heaven. And I'm just saying, because anytime this lady opened her mouth, let me just say to all of you, you already know we feel the presence of God. She can just say hello, wow, and we go into a worship because she's just anointed. Tasha Cobbs Leonard, how you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Good, good. I'm just saying, you are one of the most anointed vessels in the kingdom of God, and certainly we do thank God for your anointing. First, before we even talk about your music, before we talk about your life, before we talk about what all you got going on, let's just talk about the grace that God has placed on your life. How do you feel to carry the anointing that God has given you? Because you are most certainly anointed.
Oh my goodness. I think it's absolutely amazing. And I want to say thank you for having me today.
Absolutely.
I'm super excited to talk with you. I'm so glad to use the word grace. You know, my first album was called Grace.
Uh-huh.
And what it is, grace is that thing that you get that you don't deserve.
Mm.
That you couldn't work for, you couldn't beg for. Grace is something that only God gives, and it's because of his mercy and his love.
Mm.
I think it's a measure of grace that God places on our lives that gives us an anointing to do what we're called to do in the earth. And I am... I'm sold on the fact that I am called to lead God's people into the awareness of his presence. And my prayer is that every day that he would continue to place his oil and his anointing and his grace on my life. So thank you so much for even wording that question that way. Because a lot of times, you know, people may see the awards and they may see the accolades and they may see the appreciation. But behind that, it's such I'm so humbled that God would even choose me in all my imperfect ways. You know, I think a lot of times we have to be more honest that, hey, he didn't have to choose us, but he chose to choose us. And that's something that we should always be grateful about. So thank you so much for that.
Wow. You know, the Bible says when a man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing in favor with the Lord. And I always celebrate when I see a brother that done found favor with God. Let me just say this to Pastor Kenny Leonard. I just want to say congratulations, because you got your favor. And that favor is Tasha Cobbs Leonard. How you feel about being a wife? You is a wife. Come on. How do you feel about that?
It is my greatest assignment in the earth.
Yes.
Serve my husband, to serve my house and my children.
Wow.
It is such an honor. These past 2 years, and though they have been so hard and so challenging for us, I believe it's also given us an opportunity to get to know our families again, to get to sit down and talk with our children and our spouses. And so we've had an opportunity, though we've always worked together and traveled together. It's just something about being in an intimate space together where you get to grow together and find out, you know, God's will for your purpose. We've had a chance to talk about the next 5 years and what God is doing. We also launched the church, The Purpose Place, in the middle of a pandemic, and God has just been so gracious. He's been so amazing, the way that he's moving through the ministry, and the way we get to do, this is what I love, we get to do community ministry. We get to go out and outreach and serve the community, and that's been such a blessing to us. So it's amazing to serve my husband, to serve the kingdom with my husband. I know it says a man that finds a wife, he finds favor with the Lord, but I believe we both got favor.
I like that.
We both got favor.
Wow.
My ministry, he stretches me.
Wow.
He pulls things out of me that I didn't know was there. I am my greatest self when I'm serving my husband. So it is a blessing. Thank you for that question. That's amazing.
Absolutely. And you have already mentioned it, because you are a woman of God that is married to a man of God, and you're building a home home together. But I was going to mention, you've already said it, that you all are now leading a house of worship, and you're leading it from the place of purpose, the purpose place.
I'm just saying, I like that.
So you're leading it from the place of purpose, and I want you to talk about that just a little bit. Where did that name come from? I know you prayed about it. You all came together, fasted and prayed. But why did God lead you in the direction for calling the name of this house the purpose place?
Wow. I believe that before we were allowed to enter into the earth, that God placed an assignment on every person's life. We all have a purpose, and I believe that until we find what that purpose is, we're like nomads walking around trying to figure out, well, is this me? Is that me? I believe a lot of identity crisis comes from people who don't know who they are and what their purpose is in the earth. And one of the things that both Kenny and I, before we ever married, we both were mentors, and we have this desire, this urge to help people find their purpose in the earth and walk it out. So many people who have been in ministry and even people who work on my staff, I've always been that person who, though you're serving Sasha Cobb's ministries, I want you this while you're serving to be seeking God for what it is that you're called to do personally in the earth. And we just always had that ability to push people. And so when we were praying and talking and thinking about, God, what is it that you desire to do through this ministry? I think that should always be the thought. You know, we have churches on every corner. You know, now we got churches on, it's a metaverse, it's everywhere. Wow. So what does God desire to do with another church in the earth? I think that's always a question that you want to ask. And those people that God has connected with the purpose place, they are people who are eager and ready to walk into their purpose. And some of them still trying to find it. But that's why we exist, to find out why you're here. What is your purpose in the earth? And so that's what the purpose place does. And of course, it's submitted to the feet of Jesus. Wow. Everything that we do is at the feet of Jesus. And we only move when he speaks. And it's been amazing to watch people grow. And it's so hard to believe in April, the Purpose Place will actually be 2 years old, because we launched in the middle of the pandemic. And when I say the middle, we started in April and the pandemic started in March. So that was different for us. We're church kids. We grew up in church. We knew how to do it. And this was refreshing. It was different. We had to hear God every single day, because what do you do? What do church people do when we can't go to church, especially building a church? And so every week God would give us instruction on how to build and who to reach out to and the people who were to connect with us. And it's been so amazing to watch the Purpose Place do what it's called to do in the earth.
Wow, it is amazing. Guys, you can listen to the tone and the voice of Tasha Cobbs Leonard, and you can hear the grace and the gratefulness in her voice. And not only can you hear that, but, you know, they gave me a paper here and it has so many highlights on it. I'm talking about some amazing accolades. She's been some of everywhere, did some of everything, got some of everybody following her. I'm telling you, she is just a blessing to the body. But I want to ask you this question, because when you've achieved this much, you know, and I think somebody that's listening out there need to hear you explain this and elaborate on this, because it's so important that you stay connected to the place of gratefulness, that you stay connected to being grateful for where God have you, what God is doing in you, and what God is doing through you. That is so important, because I heard somebody say, well, they asked this question, how high can God take you without losing you? And it is so important to understand that God can take you to the masses. He can take you to the people. And Tasha, you're there. God is taking you to the masses. God is taking you to that next level. And you can still hear, even though you've got all of these amazing accomplishments, you can still hear that gratefulness in your voice. You can still hear that grace that God, I'm thankful for what you're doing in me and through me. How important is that? To the body of Christ, but even to those in the gospel industry, to somebody maybe listening right now, trying to establish themselves in gospel music, how is it important to maintain your gratefulness?
Wow. While you were speaking, I just had this thought that the higher you go, the more visible you are. And the more visible you are, the more the true you is magnified. And I think if we spend more time at the feet of Jesus in prayer, and reading his word and getting to know him, He can trust us with us being elevated. He can trust us with platforms because He knows that when the true you is magnified, it's only gonna represent Him well.
Wow.
And that's always been my prayer. I remember, oh my goodness, it's so crazy that you would say this. My uncle is an intercessor out of this world, and I remember I was about 10 years old, and he came to our home. He was visiting us from Las Vegas. And I remember all night long, his room was right above mine. He was up stomping, and you know how the prayer warriors are. I mean, I could hear him praying all night, speaking in his heavenly language. And he came down that next morning, and he said something to my parents that I overheard, and that's a word for parents, make sure your children hear you speaking to God, serving God, because Bishop Murphy used to tell me all the time, many things are taught, but most is caught. Ugh. And I had a moment that I could catch what he said to them. He told them, make sure you cover her anointing because the anointing is attractive.
Wow.
And I remember that I took on a responsibility from that day until this when I was 10 years old. And I started to pray a prayer over my life that God, would you keep me humble and always keep me at your feet? That was something that my father said to me every day, baby, stay at the feet of Jesus. And I believe that God trusts me with what he's trusted me with, because I committed at 10 years old that I would always stay at his feet and that my prayer would be for him to keep me humble. And so even no matter what the platform is, where I am, whether it's 5 people or if it's 5,000, my desire is that when I open my mouth, or when I speak or when I sing, that people would encounter the presence of God, that their lives will be changed. And throughout the years, I've had ups and downs. I've gone through things. And I've been able to do that transparently in front of people. My father, I talk about him now. I lost my father, and so many people witnessed that. But what God showed me is that even in grief, that I had to exemplify what I've been teaching, that God was a comforter, that he would strengthen us. You know, so no matter where you are, what the platform is, or what the trial is that God is trusting you with, you got to make sure that you represent him well. And that's my prayer, that every time someone hears my music or that they experience my ministry, that I represent Christ well.
Wow. And the way that you make it is that you got to believe. And speaking about gotta believe, let me just say, many of you know, Tasha has had some phenomenal songs that she has released on albums into the body of Christ. And the song Gotta Believe is not actually on a project, but it was penned in the moment. It's climbing the charts, soon to be a number one song in our country. And I am just saying to everybody, you gotta believe. Tasha, tell us about Gotta Believe.
Gotta Believe, real quick. This song, my husband and I, we went through a season of infertility where we were praying and asking God. We lost a baby. We went through IVF. And I think a lot of times when God gives us promises, we design in our head the pattern in which he is to follow in order to make that promise come to pass. But God uses any door that he chooses, any avenue that he chooses. And so after losing the baby, my husband and I, we began to pray, and the Lord led us to adoption. And so this song was birthed from that season of going through adoption. And now we have our beautiful baby boy. He's 8 months old today.
Wow. And God, congratulations.
Amazing. God is such a miracle. And so this song, it is the story of faith behind the promise of God coming to pass in our lives. You just got to believe.
Wow, absolutely marvelous. Thank you so much, Tasha Cobbs-Leonard, for your time. And we certainly do appreciate you. And we're praying for your ministry, knowing that God is going to take you into higher heights.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Keep your radio locked right here. You're listening to the best in gospel music. We're Shreveport's number one gospel station, 980-93.3 KOKA.